Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
All right, so welcome back, like all the way back, because I have been on hiatus for what seems like forever. To Run 'Em with Harvey Banks. Today is a New Year's edition. It is Monday, January the 1st. We are going to start with some much needed housekeeping just because I feel like we're going to have some new people here and hopefully some of the old people stuck around as well. I just want to give everyone kind of the format of what goes on in this space. First and foremost, I try to do this daily. Well, I will be trying to do this daily. I was doing it daily for a while. Then, I don't know, life's been in motion for what seems like forever as well. So getting back into the groove of things, I just want to make sure that we don't have no excuses that I'm here providing these picks for you guys. I've still been gambling. I just haven't really had time to sit still and put in enough time that was necessary to do this show on a daily basis. But at this point, it's like, I wouldn't say it's a New Year's resolution. I would just say it's one of those things where it was time to push all the other excuses to the side and just continue to move forward and provide what I provide and don't provide what I don't provide. I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. But a couple things, if you're new here, one thing I'll never do is ask you for money, not for picks, not to join any kind of community or Patreon or anything like that. I also share these plays for free over on Twitter. A couple of things that if you're here to look for those sure locks, those minus 120 can't lose locks, you're not going to find that here. That's not really what I do. My purpose over here is to have way more fun than that. So you're rarely going to find anything that's not plus money just because, I don't know, I'm interested in beating the books and I don't want to have to pay them to do that. So that's just not my game. No disrespect to the people that gamble regularly and play those types of plays. It's just not fun for me. So that's not what I put out there. I usually try to find a sweet spot at like plus 100, plus 110, stuff like that. I also do parlays. I also do same game parlays. And my specialty happens to be props. So if you're still here after hearing all of that, because I know, you know, props and same game parlays, those words tend to send some people running for the hills. That's fine. The hills are that way. We're just trying to have fun and kind of enhance our sports watching and gambling and make a little money if possible. Like I said, I've been gone for like a year on this thing. So getting back into the groove of it's going to be good. It's going to be fun. I have still been gambling, obviously, because I'm a fucking degenerate like everyone else. So it's fun and it's exciting for me to be able to share some of these plays with you guys once again. Back when I was doing it daily, I got great feedback. I met some pretty cool people that hopefully I will get on this show. And we continue to get that train rolling there. I'm trying to figure out how I want to do this because we're only doing college football today. There is some NBA on later that I am interested in, but I think what I'll end up doing is keeping that separate today and just focusing on the college football because we have a lot of bowl games today that I'm actually interested in. How do we want to roll this? I tell you what, on the other side of the break here, we're going to roll into the Oregon game because that's the one I want to start with because it's the earliest starting game and it's probably the one that I think is going to have the least amount of surprises. So on the other side of the break, we're going to talk a little Oregon football. Glad to have you guys back, and I'm glad to be back too. This is fun. So let's start with the Fiesta Bowl here, and I promise not to spend a lot of time because I don't think anyone is. I believe this game is going to be a rout. I believe Vegas thinks it's going to be a rout. I think the current line is set at 17.5 or something like that. That's like bowl game friendly. That's what that line is. I think Vegas actually thinks that Oregon's probably 28 points better than Liberty, but like bowl games get weird. Can we be honest about something? Let's just put it out there. I don't know shit about Liberty. You don't know shit about Liberty. None of y'all was watching Liberty football. Like, I've heard some people go on TV and say, this could be a better game than you think. Stop it. Here's what's going to happen today. Oregon is going to want to go out there and prove that they should be playing in one of those bowl games that matters. Right? Now, could Liberty put up a fight? Sure. But does anybody think that's going to happen? Like, we see this happen a lot. Like, we used to. Not so much anymore. But, like, TCU scorned us too many times. Any of the teams that played Alabama during that little four-year run that wasn't an SEC team, you burned us one too many times. And, like, I think we have PTSD, or at least I do, when it comes to seeing these kind of matchups like Liberty versus Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl. I didn't take a ton of action on this game, but I did like put in some plays just so I can have something to watch until Alabama plays. So I'm going to share those with you. 17.5, like I said, I believe is a bowl friendly line. And what I mean by that is things get tricky in the second half of bowl games, especially if they're out of hand or if there has been injuries early in the game. Kids and coaches usually make those decisions to start sitting people down a little sooner than you would if you were playing a game that actually mattered. So therefore, like 17.5 is a lot of points to play with once, you know, Liberty's first team starts going against Oregon's ninth team at the middle of the third quarter. Anything can happen. So I'm still going to stay away from 17.5 as the whole game spread. But what I am going to do is I took Oregon minus 10.5 for the first half spread, just because I think Oregon's going to come out firing. They're going to want to quickly assert their dominance. And I believe they're going to want to give Bo Nix an opportunity, one last hurrah, to show who he really is. Because he is really him. And I think he shows that today. So I took a prop as well. I took Bo Nix over 325 yards. That's an alt line over at FanDuel. When I got it, it was plus 110. I'm not sure what it's at currently. Also, the Oregon minus 10.5 was minus 105. I just had to recheck that. Let me see what you guys could get that. Let me see if that Bo Nix alt line has moved any right now. A little bit. It's at plus 108 now. So yeah, again, I like the first half. Bowl games that don't matter get tricky. Don't fall into that trap of Oregon's gonna just blow the doors off of them and they're gonna continue to do that, and they may. But I also wouldn't be shocked if Oregon goes up 38-6 at halftime. And then the final score sits somewhere at 42-30 something. You know what I mean? Just because it gets weird at the end of bowl games. And let's just be honest, I don't even know if I'm going to be watching after that point. Because as soon as this man gets 326 yards, I'm probably changing the channel. I don't really discuss units and unit size with you guys. So like, a unit is a percentage of your bankroll that you're going to bet on something. I don't get too much into that just because that's not really what this show is. There are some good resources on Google, on Twitter. I may find some and put them together. If you're just now getting into this and you do want to know and understand how much that plays into like gambling, again, there's a million things you can get into. This just probably ain't the place you're going to find it. I'm just going to give you the plays that I play, and then you can do what you want to do with it from that point on. Also over on Twitter, feel free to like share your stuff with me as well, because you might find some lines that I didn't find, especially when it comes to like bowl games, like the Fiesta Bowl that nobody really cares about. If you give me something fun to bet on and root for, it's a good chance that, like, you know, I'm gonna throw a couple dollars, you know.
Bruh.
All right, so let's just get to what we came here for, the Rose Bowl. 5 p.m. Eastern today, we got Alabama versus Michigan. This game right here, I'm not going to lie to you, I didn't know how I wanted to approach it because, like, I've got some general betting rules that I don't like to break under any circumstances that have been put to the test when it comes to this matchup. So, like, as a general rule, I usually just don't bet against the SEC ever, especially when it comes to these bowl games against the Big Ten, just because they have such a rich history of waxing whoever you put in front of them when it comes time for this. And watching Alabama beat Georgia the way that they did, I was just like, oh, I don't know that anybody beats them except Georgia, who they just beat. And Georgia's not going to be able to get in because they just lost to Alabama. But part of me felt like Georgia was going to be the only team that's going to be able to beat this Alabama team in this form right now. Michigan is a really talented team. Michigan made me rethink that. The closer I got to game day, I believe the talent level at Michigan might actually be a little bit better than the talent that Nick Saban has at Alabama. But that alone is not really enough to make me go against my morals of what I believe. And you just don't really bet against the SEC when it comes to these bowl games. So just for shits and giggles, let me see what this spread currently is. Spoiler alert, I left the spread alone. I left the money line alone. I ended up just going with props for this game just because I was so torn on kind of which way to lean when it comes to these games. Okay. So the spread is currently 1.5. You can get plus 100 for Alabama on the money line and minus 120 for Michigan. So Michigan's still a slight favorite. I'm tempted to throw something at that plus 100 for Alabama, though. 1.5 is Vegas essentially telling you the same thing that, like, I'm telling you. We think Michigan is more talented, but, like, that's also still Alabama. And we can't ignore what they did to get to this point. And I don't think Michigan would have been able to beat Georgia. So, therefore, like, the logic in it is -1.5 is just a safe way for Vegas to say, this could get good, but we don't know what's going to happen. Usually when I see stuff like that, I go to props. And that's what I did for this game. I believe that Michigan is going to want to Big Ten this game up early. And what I mean by that is heavy on the run, heavy on the blitz. We're bigger than you are, and we want to lean on you a little bit, because the one thing I don't think they can match is the speed of Alabama. Now, Alabama got some dudes as well, but I think that Michigan is smart enough to be like, I don't want to get into a boat race with these dudes. We just want to be Michigan, play Michigan football, play Big Ten football, line them up, hand the ball off, and let's just see what happens. And honestly, I like Michigan's chances if that's the game plan, because they have the perfect feature back for that. I think you're going to get a heavy, heavy dose of Blake Corum today. That's what I would do. He's gotten you to this point. Continue to ride that horse. Continue to do what you do. I think a lot of teams get in these bowl games against these SEC teams and, like, they want to show that they fast too. They want to do all these things. And it's like, no. Focus on what you do and continue to do what you do. And I think Harbaugh and Michigan is smart enough to do that. So, like, I took Blake Corum at an alt rushing. I believe his line was set at, like, maybe 70 something yards. I didn't quite look at it because I was looking for some plus money value. I got him at 80. And I also parlayed that with Jalen Milroe at 32.5 rushing yards. So I parlayed Jalen Milroe at over 32.5 and Blake Corum at 80 yards. I just explained to you why I feel that way about Blake. I wouldn't be shocked if Blake didn't have 100. If Blake Corum gets 100 yards rushing today, Michigan wins the game. I think they know that. I think they will feed him nonstop just because of that. Also, don't they call the Rose Bowl like it's the granddaddy of them all? Well, this ain't exactly your granddaddy's Alabama defense, right? It's just not the same. This isn't the Alabama rush defense that you knew from 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, or even 3 years ago at that. They give up rushing yards, and Michigan takes rushing yards. I just like the play. I like it. So I parlayed that with Jalen Milroe over 32.5. How do I put this? I don't want it to sound like I'm being critical of him, because I think a lot of this is out of necessity, but I believe he has a Superman complex, and I believe he has that thing in him that says, if nothing else, I will this team to a victory. And sometimes you need guys like that just to get to the next level, because he's gonna push this thing further. But sometimes it also can kind of go off the rails for him. I think he turns to his feet today. I think early and often he wants to get an advantage, and I think he's going to come in all in. And I wouldn't be shocked if he didn't get all the way up to about 50 rushing yards today and possibly a touchdown. He was plus money to get a touchdown too. I don't like to throw out touchdown bets, but if you're thinking about doing that, Jalen Milroe is probably not a bad situation to throw a little money at. But when you parlay those two together, Milroe over 32.5, Blake Corum at 80. I got plus 250 odds on FanDuel, but that was earlier this morning. I don't know if that would still get you the same. Let me see. Oh, it's up to plus 256 now. So you can actually get it for a little bit more. I like both of those to go. When it comes to the game, I have no idea who's going to win. Again, if you tell me that Blake Corum has 100 yards rushing, I'm going to tell you Michigan wins. If you tell me that he has 48 or 55 yards rushing, I'm going to tell you that they got beat pretty bad, because then they're going to rely on a passing game that's, I don't know, they can get hot, but, you know, I won't feel too bad either way about this one, just because, like, the 1.5 line tells me that Vegas also won't feel bad either way this thing goes. Just real quick, Texas Washington tonight, I didn't make a pick for. I will eventually play something on that game, because I'm not going to watch it without it. And it's not because I don't think it's going to be a good game. It's not that I don't think both teams literally deserve to be there. I just don't know. I didn't watch Washington versus Oregon. And the two times I watched Texas this year, they did not look great. So, again, I will end up putting something, but I just wouldn't feel right telling you to put money on something for a game that I really have no idea which way this thing is going to go. So I'm going to leave that alone for now. Whatever I do end up putting on, I will, I'll post it over on X. Yeah. Find me on Twitter at JustTheKidFromKY. I will post it over there, and you can play or not play, or tell me something to play, because I don't know what to do in that situation. But that's all I got for you today. Like I said, it's some NBA tonight. I'm going to put some stuff on Twitter. But other than that, I just wanted to keep this strictly college football, because I don't know, it was needed to get back in the mix. I'm running at about 20 something minutes now. It's usually not going to be this long. Also, it's just the first episode back, first episode of the new year. We're going to try to make some money. I'll see you guys on the other side.